Just like Oregonians have never accepted a general sales tax, in neighboring Washington state, voters have proven to be allergic to a state income tax. But at this November's election, a city tax on high incomes is on the ballot in Olympia. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports it could launch a test case if it passes.
The ballot proposition asks Olympia voters whether they want to tax household incomes above $200,000. The proceeds would pay for 1 year of community college for high school graduates from the city. But the initiative really is not about going to college. It's about going to court, so claims opponent Cheryl Selby. She's Olympia's mayor.
And their end game is to set Olympia on a trajectory for a Supreme Court battle over whether income tax is legal. And it's a constitutional argument. And where this should be happening is in our legislature. It shouldn't be happening on the backs of a small city.
Initiative supporters don't dispute the measure is likely headed to court if it passes. The way they see it, though, Olympia has a chance to lead the way on tax fairness and college access. Olympia City Council member Clark Gilman says what happens in his hometown election will be important well beyond its borders. The nonprofit Seattle-based Economic Opportunity Institute crafted the blueprint for this first citywide income tax in Washington. Nearly all of the top donors backing the initiative live in the Seattle area as well.
So the money may have come primarily from the central Puget Sound area, but the initiative makes a lot of sense to people here in Olympia, and we've spent their money to further a good cause.
Over many decades, Washington voters have repeatedly rejected state income tax proposals placed on the ballot by the legislature or by citizen initiative. However, the liberal-leaning state capital city may view the issue more favorably. More than 4,700 local residents signed petitions to qualify the city tax measure for consideration. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.